This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. It's time for Small Biz Bites. Alan Troy is here with me. What do we have this week?
I like to say that the stories are sourced from SMEonline.com, MalaysiaSME.com.my, Bernama and Reuters. Let's start off with some international updates, Rita. According to SME Corp, the country's SME sector aims to achieve average GDP growth of 8.7% annually from this year until 2020 through the SME Master Plan that was launched recently.
Okay, what are the contributions from SMEs that are targeted to reach this growth?
In a recent statement, SME Corp Malaysia said the contribution from the SME sector to GDP is targeted to increase to 41% in 2020 from 32% at present, while contribution to employment and exports. Also, the SME Master Plan also aims to increase company registrations, expand high growth and innovative companies annually, as well as raise labour productivity from 47,000 ringgit in 2010 to 91,000 ringgit in 2020.
So what are some of the initiatives?
The programs will be strengthened by other complementary efforts and forming 32 initiatives altogether, which include creating demand for SME products and services, encouraging resource pooling and services sharing, reducing information asymmetry, and building capacity and knowledge of SMEs.
Reducing information asymmetry, I guess, means double information.
Yes.
I love the choices of words now. All right. I guess, I know to add a little more, I'm sure a good corporate governance structure to institutionalize the implementation through these committees are, you know, should be done.
Yeah. Yes, and at the highest level as well. You know, now on to some other interesting local news with regards to the retail oil and gas market. Chevron Malaysia Limited, which participated in the Franchise International Malaysia, also known as FIM 2012 Exhibition and Conference, is on the lookout for energetic individuals who can build their own Caltex service stations to serve respective local communities.
What can they benefit from this offer?
Potential investors can capitalize on Chevron's global network of assets and partnerships and leverage on the Caltex brand's 75 years of local strength and preference.
Okay, mechanisms. What are the mechanisms involved?
It's interesting. Prospective retailers would own or have identified land of at least 3,700 square meters and possess investment capital of at least 2 million ringgit, which includes building and construction, facilities and equipment costs and working capital. Total costs vary with station size, location and required improvements. Potential investors are encouraged to bring their land titles and location map of the proposed site to facilitate discussions. Chevron is also looking at facilitating more diverse backcourt offerings for retailers with co-branded partners who will select sites largely depending on the location and land available.
All right, so it sounds like something to be better suited for investors that are established, basically got the money and can find partners that can bring, like, you know, the right land and cash requirements to the table.
Yes, indeed. Some other things happening is the Malaysian Technology Development Corporation, also known as MTDC, which was set up by the government of Malaysia in 1992 to spearhead the development of technology businesses in Malaysia. Since the 7th Malaysia Plan, MTDC has been instrumental in the development of technology companies and commercialization of new technologies. MTDC has now evolved to become an integrated venture capital solutions provider, and it's managing grants, venture capital funds, technology centers, and nurturing technology companies.
I sense another acronym coming.
Yes.
IVCSP. So I understand this also under the 10th Malaysia Plan, the role MTDC was expanded to create an ecosystem for commercialization of homegrown technologies, basically to groom a new generation of technopreneurs through comprehensive services that support them all the way from lab to full commercialization.
That's right. The MTDC's core business areas are grant management, venture capital, and incubation management. The incubation management services currently include 4 technology centers, nurturing programs, and other value-added services. And by the way, MTDC is wholly owned by Khazanah Nasional Berhad.
What else is happening?
Well, in the UAE, Dubai SME, you know, the agency of the Department of Economic Development mandated to develop the SME sector together with the International Finance Corporation, also known as the IFC of the World Bank, recently organized a capability development workshop for companies ranked under the Dubai SME 100 initiative. The workshop program was to create awareness among Dubai SME 100 companies on the importance of embracing corporate governance and how to execute in practical terms and its key aspects. Participants in the training program were also given a diagnostic toolkit to help them craft their action plans for execution following the training. Financial governance, corporate transparency, and enterprise risk management have become even more important for all organizations, irrespective of their size, in the aftermath of the global economic downturn, and in many cases, critical in building and sustaining national economic competitiveness.
And I think also Dubai went through a phase as well. You
know? Pretty harsh one. Yeah.
So what exactly is the SME 100?
It's a strategic development program that identifies outstanding SMEs and groom them to be more bankable and investable. The IFC Advisory Services works with both private and public sector entities across Middle East and North America to promote knowledge and adoption of corporate governance best practices and standards in countries which it is needed the most. It also supports and advises in building corporate governance capabilities locally and works with regulators in developing relevant laws, codes and listing requirements.
Right, well, that's it for Small Biz Bites with Adeline Chua. And interestingly enough, asset bubbles and financial crisis are nothing new to mankind. We blame easy money, lack of proper regulation, and greedy financial speculators for this problem. But the ultimate cause of these events is human behavior. Join Professor Ferdinand A. Gould, Professor of Accounting and Corporate Governance, Head of Discipline, Accounting and Finance from Monash University Summer Campus, on the relationship between human behavior and capital markets tomorrow at 3 p.m. On The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.